Ja, det är rätt det. What is it? The Quaker Cemetery. Out here in Camden at the Quaker Cemetery. And this is where they buried all the unknown Revolutionary War soldiers that they dug up at the battlefield. And this is what caused Katie Gwynn, chairman of the county council, Kershaw County Council, to go crazy. See, she got a little angry that she was not invited to the burial. And the county council had given $35,000 to bury these people. But Miss Gwynn got all kinds of upset at that. And, you know, she knew wanted to do the to-do, you know. She said the people of Kershaw County should have been invited to it. But what it was she was pissed she didn't get it, didn't get the photo op and all. And her comrade in arms, Jimmy Jones, was all kinds of upset about it. And they were doing an investigation of FOIA and all that went on so that they could find out who was behind just kind of snuffing them and not letting Miss Gwynn get her recognition. So that's been an ongoing thing for a while. And it doesn't really mean anything. But they got the county administrator, they got the county attorney looking at it to see what went on, who was behind it, when in reality it wasn't that big a deal. They make this out to be a big deal. And all these people to, you know. Everywhere you go, these politicians just want something that they could get patted on the back for. That's like the Woodward Park deal. You know, they all want us to pat them on the back. Oh, thank you so much for this here Woodward Park thing that you stole the damn money from us to make your little grand entrance, make it a little park. Pretty cool out here, this old cemetery. Check that out. Some pretty neat stonework up in there. But in reality, these politicians are nothing but thieves. Nothing but thieves and do-gooders that think that they have the right, because of some scribbles on a piece of paper, to steal from you, to steal from me, to do these things. And yet, there's no way in the world that they would be allowed to do these things. They were just me and you. So where did they get this right? That's what people should be asking themselves. Where did they get this right to do these things? Doesn't make any sense. But through your 12 years of indoctrination in the government education system, where every day you have to sing the song and pledge allegiance, and every day you're taught the American history the way they wrote it, and that we were just inherently a racist nation, and the Civil War was about slavery. You know, when Nikki Haley said that, she was actually right. It wasn't about slavery. It was about taxation. It was about states' rights. You know, the Union had closed the ports, southern ports, and were getting taxes from the ships that came in instead of the state getting the import fees. And so the southern states said no. And that's why Charleston was the place that it all kicked off, because this Union was taking all the tax money. So they were all fighting over tax money. If the power comes from the people, then the government that is the closest to the people is the best. What does that mean? Well, that means the federal government has less power. The state government is next in line, then the county, and then the town. And then the ultimate power being with the people. But I often ask, do you have the right to steal from your neighbor to do something good? To fill a pothole or put in a power line or buy a sewer plant and give them sewer or anything? Do you have the right to do any of that? Can you and three or four other people get together and say, we're going to steal from everybody to do whatever project you're going to do? You have that right. Most of you will say no. At least you'd hope that most of you would say no. So where do a group of people get the right to tax you? Where did this fairy tale come from? Voluntary cooperation is the way we live our regular lives. Why can't we do it on a grand scale? You know, you look at the churches and all. The churches don't come to your house, knock on your door, and say, give me some money. And if you don't give me some money, I'm going to lock you into jail. And yet, churches have some nice buildings and all. You look at all the things that are done voluntarily. You look at charitable organizations and feeding the homeless and all. And they do it not with government tax money, but they do it by donations, people giving freely. You look at Walmart. I don't like Walmart now. I don't care for it at all. But you go voluntarily into the place. They don't force you to go in there. They don't force you to buy anything in there. You do that voluntarily. That's what you need to do. If we will get back to a voluntary society, not built on coercion, we'll have a much better society. Sure, there's going to be problems. Sure, there's going to be criminals. But the criminals won't join together and rob us blind and relegate to us blind. Or just look at the disaster around you. We have a mafia running the place. Everybody's concerned about a mafia. There's no individual or group of individuals can do the damage that a government can do. So we all need to think about that. Is this what we're going to have as a society? A nation of the free is what they said. A nation claiming to be free. Are you free? Are you really free? Anyway, boys and girls, something else to think about. Until next time.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?